And this beautiful place is La Morería, a beautiful natural environment tucked between the two slopes of the river. This results in a micro-reserve of flora protected due to its unique nature. The two main factors responsible for this natural bounty are the abundance of water and the way in which it is protected from exposure to the harshness of the sun. Now, this is not to say that humans have not had a hand in what you see around you. Here, we have found the remains of cave paintings, so it is evident that this countryside has been enjoyed by man since he got up and started walking. Furthermore, there is evidence of more modern human intervention. We will now tell you why this place is called La Morería. The story involves the arrival of that super famous king and conqueror of these lands, Jaume I. When this king seized control of a new town, the first thing that was done was to quickly build a church on top of the old mosque and later bring Christians to repopulate the town. In the case of Les Coves de Vinromà, this also meant expelling the Moors from the town. Keep in mind that the alternative to expulsion at that time was death. The Moors, however, decided not to go too far. They occupied this part of the ravine and its caves. And so, La Morería got its name from the folks who resettled here, the Moors. But first, let us tell you two of the most curious facts that have made this place so well known. The first fact of interest has to do with the water of its fountain. Not so long ago, it was said to be ideal for people with heart problems. Many people, in fact, have traveled to Les Coves de Vinromà to try this marvelous water. Nonetheless, we recommend that if you have any kind of ailment, it's always a good idea to see your specialist. And then, there's a second story, the true life tale involving a miracle and a girl named Raquel. In 1947, Raquel was 8 years old. This was during the early post-war period. Raquel was said to be possessed of a special sensitivity. Something that nowadays we might associate with giftedness. One day, Raquel told the town that the Virgin Mary had appeared to her in one of the caves of the Morería. According to Raquel, the Virgin Mary announced that on December 1st, at 3 in the afternoon, day would turn into night and all kinds of miracles would take place. Word quickly spread. The murmuring grew, giving rise to a swelling wave of expectation. The people who were alive at the time, in Les Coves, explain how word got out so quickly. It was thanks to the telephone operators who sent out a shockwave of transmitted information regarding the girl and her vision. You see, back then, telephone operators were like Instagram influencers, but using real cables and wires to go viral. This explains how they managed to draw thousands of people to Les Coves to experience the miracle. The photographs from that time are spectacular. You won't find scenes like this on the internet, not even at a Rosalía concert. It is estimated that some 300,000 devout Christians came to Les Coves to witness this transcendental miracle. Imagine there were so many visitors that the old folks of the town went straight to their homes and stayed inside, frightened because they didn't know anyone on the streets. The idea of asking a person in the street who they were in those days was unimaginable. In a town like Les Coves, everyone knew each other. Even so, the townsfolk revealed their true, kind character. They opened their homes to visitors and shared the warmth of their fireplaces. Keep in mind, folks, that the miracle was set to happen in December, and this was the coldest day of the whole year. In the end, day did not turn into night. The only miracle that took place was the absence of anything significant happening. Extraordinary considering how many people were packed in there, waiting. Raquel and her family ended up leaving town. Even today, many in the province still remember the miracle of Les Coves de Vinromà. You can visit the cave where the Virgin supposedly appeared. Look for it in the Cueva de la Campana. And if you wish to enjoy the surroundings even more, and you're wearing suitable footwear, Set out on the route of the flour mills that runs along the town limits of Les Coves, it is easy and well marked so that no one gets lost along the way. And with this last anecdote, we wrap up our visit to Les Coves de Vinromà. Now is the perfect time for you to take a nice quiet walk about the town. Enjoy our rural accommodations, our gastronomy, the Plana de l'Arc wines, and above all, our hospitality. Great! We'll see you at our next point of interest.